Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Andy, good afternoon, Andy.
So you're the president of the Horticultural Society or something like that, isn't it? You've got a big, long title. Well, tell us more about yourself, Andy.
Well, it's a big title, but it's probably... There's more people who should be president than myself, but that's beside the point. I've been with the show probably for the last 50, 60 years.
Okay.
Since I was a boy. And then we've been two or three different sites. Then we've got down to this site. And now, with the show, I do mainly the marquee, the horticultural marquee.
So you look after... So what is your role within that then? Do you kind of... Because it says it's the largest on the island, 1,500 entries, it says it's got this year. From crafts to produce to floral. So do you... How do you get involved? You've got to set it all up, or do you judge it, or do you just basically... Yeah.
Well, what happens is we have different judges come in to do different classes, okay, like wine, flowers, veg, floral art, handicraft. But to start off with, we have one empty tent, and then I lay out a plan of how the tables are going to go, and that's... I get helpers from the village who are locals, volunteers, and then we put cloths on the tables. And then I have to mark the tables out in the different sections, which takes a fair time. And then we wait for the exhibitors to come on the Saturday morning, and it soon fills up. And obviously there are things during the day, during the morning, I have to go round and alter tapes to suit, because obviously someone brings something bigger than what you expect them to bring.
Wow, okay. So how much kind of plan? Do you know how many exhibitors are going to be coming beforehand?
Yes, yeah. Okay. We've got a list. Is roughly how many is going to be there. So it would be, we got 1,600.
Wow, okay.
And then some come and they bring extra entries. So, yeah.
So what's your favourite thing in the tent this year then?
I would say is the children's area.
Okay.
We've changed the layout of the tent to get all the children so they were all together, where they used to be in the main marquee. They're in the marquee, but they're all up one end.
Are they displaying exhibits as well then, are they? Are they doing exhibits there as well?
The children do exhibits, okay. And we have three or four age groups, and the ones who get the most points get a cup, and most of them get a highly commended, because we're trying to encourage the youngsters to come forward.
Nice,
they will be the future of the show.
That's it.
Excellent. And you'll be doing it again next year? You'll be doing it again next year, do you think?
Yeah, we definitely will. We can't
not
be without the show.
Huge marquee, that, isn't it? A very, very long marquee. So go, if you come into the show, go and have a look at that. It's worth it. And you enjoy doing it, don't you, Andy?
I certainly do, yeah. Excellent. Yeah, and I've got some wonderful friends, you know, who help.
Yeah.
John, who runs the sort of like the arena side, we all do the work for laying out the field.
Yeah.
And then he does all that, and we're the best of friends, John and I. So
whole community effort involved in getting the show together, then, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It is a big effort, yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in, and we wish you well for the next year.
Thank you very much indeed.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.